Elkton Area Historical Society. Welcome to the Elkton Area Historical Society Log Cabin Museum and Heritage Building. The Elkton Area Historical Society was organized in October 1982 and is chartered as a nonprofit organization for the purpose of identifying and preserving historical assets such as homes, records, photographs, artifacts, special architecture, and art, making them available to anyone interested in the history of the Village of Elkton and the surrounding area. All the historical buildings located in Ackerman Memorial Park have been disassembled and reassembled here and hold a wealth of history, legend, and folklore on their doorsteps for future generations. Embedded in these historic structures and landscapes are traces of past lives that are clues to how our ancestors lived and how life today evolved. Buildings, like people, have a story to tell. Where it all began, the log cabin. The cabin, originally located near Pinnebog, was built in 1865 by Enos Mayhew and his wife. It was donated by Dr. and Mrs. Henry Schoenholz in 1986. The log cabin was disassembled and reassembled log by log and moved to the present location just a year after it was donated. A couple years later, a field stone chimney was built at the south wall from the foundation of the Earl Bushland Barn. The cabin contains many antiques and memorabilia of Elkton and surrounding area. The 1940s era barn. The barn was moved to the village in the early 2000s after it was donated by Henry Farber. The barn is full of antique tools and machinery that dates back over 100 years and showcase how farm advances in modern technology have come. Barns were added onto the land when farmers needed housing for livestock or storage for grain and crops. The material used for building the barns were usually pieces of timber fashioned from the existing trees on the farms. Using mortise and tenon joints, woodworkers would join these pieces of timber by connecting them at 90-degree angles. The two-seater outhouse. This unique two-seater outhouse was donated by Bud Perkins and relocated from the northeastern region of Elkton on Moore Road. In the 1800s, outhouses were built discreetly behind homes. As the old joke goes, too close in the summer, too far in the winter. The steam engine. The 80-horsepower steam engine was built in 1916 and weighs 6 tons. The engine was powered by wood and used for thrashing and other tasks while working on the farm. Floyd Farber donated this engine in August 2010. The blacksmith shop. The blacksmith shop is the newest addition to the park, built in 2020 in memory of William McGilvery and Hans Hellwig. Many blacksmiths worked with iron and steel in shops very similar to this to create a variety of goods. As skilled craftspeople in the 1800s, blacksmiths provided important supplies for growing communities, such as tools, agricultural implements, and cooking utensils. The windmill. The windmill was donated by the Earl Crone family and relocated from Campbell Road outside of Elkton to its current spot. In the early 1900s, homesteaders, farmers, and ranchers were no longer dependent on natural waterways as they could drill wells and pump the water themselves. Because of this, windmills were often among a homesteader's most prized possession because they eliminated the need for water to be pumped manually, which freed up more time throughout the day. The water pumped by the windmills was used for cooking, bathing, drinking, washing clothes, and agricultural purposes. The Heritage Building. Located up the street on the corner of Mullen and York Street sits the Heritage Building. Formerly a church, the Heritage Building was acquired by the Historical Society in 2014 and houses thousands of photos, artifacts, memorabilia, and records from the Elkton area. The Blue Man is Grounded. In the spring of 1958, the residents of Elkton found themselves in the throes of an extraterrestrial panic as reported sightings of the Blue Man spread like wildfire through the community. The Blue Man phenomenon culminated with a bus full of frightened school kids and three regretful young men with a fondness for pranks. News of the Blue Man spread around the world thanks to Life magazine and Stars and Stripes magazine. The Blue Man costume was confiscated by local law enforcement, and the young men promised to never do anything like that again. However, the stories have continued to circulate to this day. Take a step back in time as the Elkton Area Historical Society rolls out the red carpet for visitors who can tour the Cabin Museum and Heritage Building during Michigan Log Cabin Day, the Elkton Autumn Fest, or here on County Museum Weekend. The Historical Society also offers group tours by appointment. Visit the Elkton Area Historical Society on Facebook or send us mail to P.O. Box 257, Elkton, Michigan 48731.